Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to do several soups tonight. We're going to do three soups. The first soup we're going to do is a turkey and white bean soup. We could almost refer to it as a chili, if you will. So we're going to start off with a heavy-duty saucepan, if you will. You could use aluminum or stainless. The heavier weight of the pan, that'll distribute the heat more evenly, and so then we don't have to worry about scorching so much. Whenever we start to cook, we always want to heat our pan first, then we want to add our oil, then heat the oil. So once it warms, add a little bit of oil. And we're not really looking for the oil to be blazing hot. We do want to see it shimmer, and then we'll know it's getting there. I'm a big fan of stainless steel pots, even aluminum pots. The Teflon I'd rather have a heavy steel pan, because as long as that pan's heavy and hot and it has oil in it, the food will not stick. Except for eggs. Eggs are a little tricky. All right, so our oil's just about where we want it. It's starting to shimmer like the lake in the morning time. All right, we're going to add some chopped onion. See, we timed that just right, didn't we? The proper way to cut an onion, I'll show you that as we cook these onions until they're translucent. On the onion, we have two ends, right? We have the root end and the stem end. So if we want to dice this onion, we don't want to hold it in our hand, okay? We want to make an incision from one end to the other. Trim off this end, discard that. Go ahead and take that first peel off. Then we want to make, 1, 2, 3, 4. Come down. Always keep your thumb behind your fingers. It only takes one or two times to learn that. We let the knife do all the work. We want to make sure our knives stay sharp, because you'll cut yourself more times with a dull knife than you will with a sharp knife. When you dice something, it shouldn't be a game find two that match. You know, they should be relatively the same size so they'll cook at the same time. Our onions are cooking away. Can you start to smell them? Whenever we're working with dried herbs, if you will add those to the heat, they'll really release their flavors. So we have our onions 3/4 of the way. We're going to add our oregano and our cumin, our little chili powder. And once it hits the onions and the oil, it'll really start to release. Everyone smell that? It's starting to come around. Since we are eating healthy, living healthy, we're going to use a little turkey. It's a turkey breast that we roasted off, then we diced. That's going to pick up the sweetness of the onion, our aromatics, if you will. And once the turkey's in there, we'll move to the tomatoes. and the juice too. These tomatoes are rough chopped, but if for some reason you didn't have those and you just picked those straight out of the garden, what you would do, start a pot of boiling water, salted boiling water, score the tomato, and what that is we'll make an X on the top of it, and then put that in the boiling water for a few minutes, add it to ice water to stop the cooking method, and then you can just peel the skin off. You can do that with tomatoes, do that with peaches. So when they're in season, if not, buy your tomatoes from Italy, already imported, grown by Mount Etna or some wonderful volcanic soil. All right, so we've added our tomatoes. We're going to add our white beans, northern beans. We're going to add a little bit of, a little more seasoning, a couple of bay leaves. Still stirring carefully, folding it. Someone took a lot of time to grow these vegetables. The good Lord blessed them to come out the correct way, so there's no need in me rushing things and messing those up. Once we have those, we're going to add a little bit of our tomato sauce. We'll make sure that's incorporated well. So what we're making is we're making a really healthy chili, if you will. Now we're going to add our chicken stock. We want to add enough just to cover, and maybe just an inch or two more. That way everyone's in there happy, they can move around, talk to their neighbor, right? Please don't ever try to put 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound sack. It doesn't work. And we're going to bring this up to a simmer. And it's that quick and that easy. It's one of the things I try to tell people when I speak or teach a cooking class. If you'll think your meal's out during the week, you'll be a lot more successful and less likely to go through a drive-thru. But at 7 o'clock at night, you look at your significant other and say, hey, what's for dinner? At some point during the day, we've made a conscious decision not to cook. Okay, because we can't really pull a whole lot together at 7. Unless we really thought it out, and on Sunday, instead of cooking one turkey breast, we went ahead and cooked another one. Or instead of cooking one chicken, cook a second chicken. Because if you have that protein already cooked in the refrigerator, there's many different ways we can utilize it, from soups to sandwiches to salads. But don't roast a chicken at 7 o'clock at night, unless you stay up late. And this is coming out beautiful. Lots of great flavors, good colors. Add a little bit more seasoning. And that bay leaf. And the salt and pepper was pre-measured, and it's all located on your recipe. And the main ingredient, just make sure you put plenty of love in there. It'll turn out all right. I think that's one of the things that prohibits people from cooking is they're scared they're going to mess it up. Well, don't be scared, okay? Cooking is your friend. We've got to nourish our bodies to stay healthy so we can praise the Lord and perform during the day, right? Can everyone smell that? It's really starting to bloom, if you will. And then if we wanted to, we could garnish it with a little cilantro. And if we were going to do that, a lot of cilantro and parsley is grown in sand. So the best way to wash it is to have a container full of water, plunge it three or four times, discard the water, fresh water, plunge it a few more times, and then let your herbs dry. But when we get to use them, just once again, the sharp knife. If you don't have a sharp knife, all we're going to do is bruise it and just beat it to death. And that's not what we're looking for. Because you can really, if you'll listen, you can hear a sharp knife. Then we'll have the wonderful element of the cilantro added to our chili. And instead of sour cream, we could add a tablespoon of yogurt. And, you know, talking about the soup, we have the beans, we have protein in here, we have the turkey. We have a full meal. Just make sure we have the right portion size. A little secret I learned, when you're making large amounts of soup, which of course I do, coming from Sanford University, everything's in larger batches, if you will, or a restaurant. But I've learned that if you'll fix what you're going to consume for dinner and put the rest up, you're less likely to go back in the refrigerator and reheat more. All right. I think we are just about there. We'll go ahead and add our cilantro. Fold that in. Fresh herbs are one thing I'm really big on. It's a great way to add flavor without a lot of sodium, a lot of fats, a lot of processed foods. You can grow them in flower pots. You can grow them outside. I mean, we should all have them. If you grow mint, be careful where you plant that. That will take over your neighborhood at one point. It will start to run all over the place. That is just, it's turned out beautiful. And I think we're just about ready to, I was going to let everyone taste some, but maybe not, right? Let's taste some. What do you think?
Yes.
All right. The next soup we're going to make is a minestrone soup. Minestrone is a vegetable soup. We're going to start off with a couple of tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil blend. As we always do when we cook, we heat the pan, then we heat the oil. Once we get this warm, very important, because whatever you do, that's a great point. When we cook, whatever we cook, we want to start off with whatever it is at room temperature for the most part, unless you're dealing with shrimp scallops, something of that nature. If you start off with something that's ice cold, partway frozen, if you will, all you're going to do is cook the outside. It's going to cook unevenly. You're just not going to come out with the product that you desire. When it's room temperature, everything's going to cook faster. It's going to cook evenly. Same reason we cut vegetables the same size. All right, so now our oil is nice and warm, hot, if you will. We're going to add our onions. I'm not saying the Italians are the greatest chefs in the world, but if they were, well, we have what we refer to a lot, especially when I was working at Highlands, the onions are so sweet. We, instead of adding sugar, if you could caramelize those onions, there's a lot of sugar in the vegetables. You just need to bring them out. So we start off with this soup with mirepoix. And what mirepoix is, it's 50% onions, 25% carrot, 25% celery. Those are our aromatics. Not only are they vegetables, they're going to add just a whole level of flavor. To have a great product, you don't have to have the most expensive ingredients. Just treat the ingredients with respect. Let's see. Salt and pepper. And a spatula to stir this with. Add our garlic. Garlic's wonderful. It's aromatic. Always use fresh. Don't ever try not to use the processed garlic. It's chopped, it's packed in oil. And unless you're using a soup, if I was sauteing anything else, I would heat my oil. I would get my garlic clove, smash it with my knife, peel it, add it to my oil. Cook the garlic till it's golden brown and discard it. Because what I did was I infused my oil with the garlic, and that way burnt garlic is the most bitter, harshest tasting. It's just not very desirable. But you can smell everyone in there cooking together. A little pinch. Season as you go, taste as you go. That smells wonderful. Whew. All right. Now let's add, let's give these another second. A great way, a little trick with celery, if you're using it as an hors d'oeuvre or cooking with it, if you'll use a peeler and peel the outer skin, it won't be as fibrous when you eat it. And that's it, just your palate, your mouth will really say thanks for all that, the extra work. And your friends will too. Let's add our tomatoes. Recipes are a guide, okay? Baking, we need to stick with the recipe. Soup, a little bit of this, a little bit of this. Bada bing, bada bang. Soup. All right, the tomatoes are going to release a little bit more liquid. And they have been peeled, so there's no skins, of course. We'll add our green beans, infuse a fresh green bean, trim the ends, blanch it, boiling salted water, shock it in ice water. It'll set the color. You have nice bright green vegetables, especially since asparagus season's around the corner. All right, now we're gonna add our green beans. Kidney beans. Beautiful colors, textures. You know, there's every kid in the city is wishing they had this soup right now. I don't want the chicken fingers, I want the minestrone, chef cook. Add a little bit more tomato product. Chopped tomato. We're gonna add our chicken stock. You could add chicken stock, or if you're vegetarian, you go vegetable stock. Yes, ma'am. It was made in someone's home. Yes, ma'am. And if you didn't have that, you could use city stock. Is everyone familiar with city stock? You all have it in your home. Just go to your sink and turn on your faucet. And a little bit more herbs there. basil, oregano. I like to cook my pasta on the side and put this over pasta. If not, it'd be a little starchy. You could definitely do it. Great garnishes, Parmesan cheese. The king of cheeses, Parmesan Reggiano. We're going to let this cook, 30, 40 minutes. You bring it up to a simmer, turn it down. Once again, with the soup, if you're going to make soup, make a batch of soup. That way, at 7 o'clock, when you look at your significant other, say, what's for dinner? Soup, right? Because you have soup in the freezer. Soup freezes well. Not everything freezes well. Red meats, not so much. Soups, very much so. Chicken stock, beef stock freezes well. Pork freezes well. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of fresh, but if you have a surplus or if you get a good deal on it. And once again, we treated all the vegetables with the same respect the farmer did. And there are so many variations to this soup. To me, it translates to an Italian vegetable soup. Look at my friend over there. All right, I think we'll add a little chiffonade of basil. All right, so the basil, it's in the mint family. When my grandmother used to use it, all she would do is tear it. She'd put it in there, that's it. We're going to take that a little step further. We're going to stack each one, top of one of another. This is where the sharp knife comes back in. We're going to roll it up. And the chiffonade is to cut into fine strips. You can't see that, can you? All right. Side one, side two. Got it? And the sharp knife is the key. Now that soup has fresh herbs, vegetables. It makes my heart feel good looking at it. Add another little pinch of salt and pepper. Salt and pepper, don't mix your salt and pepper. When you use salt, I myself prefer a kosher salt. You could use a more expensive sea salt, but compared to the iodized salt, to me, the kosher salt just tastes better. And I've used it for so long now, it's more coarse ground, so you can really feel it. If you're seasoning soups to desserts, a pinch of that tastes a whole lot better than iodized. It's one thing we don't lack in the world is salt. Might as well use a good brand, right? But if you can see that is just as pretty as it can be. So now I think we should taste some. Everyone agree? Yes. All right. Let's taste some soup. On to tofu and soy. Or broccoli and cheddar. Which one? All right. Our next soup is cream of broccoli soup. I'm going to take you almost to... I'll show you. Once again, we're going to start off clean, hot pan. Heat your pan first.
And your heat level.
I'm hot. We're going to bring this pan up to heat, up to temperature. We're going to add a little bit of butter. Add our onion. We're going to, what I refer to as sweat those down, cook those till they're translucent, nice and tender. That's the same way if we were going to caramelize onions, if we were going to make caramelized mashed potatoes, we would julienne those. Start with butter, a little olive oil. Sweat those down. Sweat to release the moisture out of them until they turn translucent, until they become tender. Same concept here. Because once they, I'm going to rush it. Once they keep cooking, we're going to add a little bit more butter, and we're going to make a roux. A roux is something we should all know how to make. That's a way to thicken things. You could either make a roux, you use cornstarch, make a whitewash. That's cornstarch and water. Mix that with your fingers until it feels like heavy cream. It's a great way to thicken things. But the roux is extremely stable. Now a roux, if we were going to make a gumbo, we would make a dark roux. We would make it almost past a chocolate color, if you will. It brings a real nutty taste, if you will. And it's dark, so it'll help with your color, your gumbo, and that layer of nuttiness to the gumbo. There's a lot of flavors when we're cooking we really don't pick up on. What was that? All right, now that those are almost, let's don't rush it. Can't rush perfection. I'm going to add a little salt and pepper. The recipe, the guide, I'll glance at it every now and then. All right, let's add some more butter, if you will. And this still, I'm still going to show you, this is still better than your old-fashioned broccoli and cheese. Kind of. All right, now we're going to melt our butter. And once we get it completely melted, which we're almost there, we are going to add our flour. And now we're going to start making our roux. Add a little bit, stir a little bit. We don't want lumps. Whoop. That's why if you're a professional, you can add a little bit more faster. We want to cook this for a second. This is where you're, this is when you spent a little extra money on your Le Creuset, on your enameled cast iron pan or heavy bottom pan. It's going to help you out a lot at this point. Because if your soup scorches, there's no turning back. But if for some reason it does scorch, and you know it just started to scorch, just start over in a new pan. Just don't scrape the bottom of that one. It's like CPR for a soup. Right now, all we want to do, we want a really blonde roux. We just want to cook the flour taste out. All right, now we are going to add a little. right, that's thickening up. That's a little half and half. We just want to build the roux. All right, and now we're going to add. Everybody see that? See how that's. So now as we add our liquid, it'll come back apart. We're going to have the consistency we want and we need. Time is of the essence at this point. Let's see. Stock, stir a little more. You can always add more. Hard to take it back. And, you know, do you add your half and half first? Do you add your chicken stock first? As long as you keep stirring, you're going to be fine either way. Just keep on stirring. And it'll just keep incorporating. So if we were going to make a bechamel sauce, just add a little cheese, a little grated nutmeg. And it takes it all in. So we'll get this to the consistency we want to. And we're going to add our broccoli. And as a good heat chef, I suggest you use gas. Unless you work for Alabama Power, then I'd use electricity. Once this comes up to a simmer, we'll know exactly how thick it is. Or if we go by our recipe, it's going to come out the way it should. So once it starts to thicken, we're going to bring it up. I guess these are directions, right? Who needs those? All right. Why look now? All right. Then we're going to add our broccoli. We're going to cook our broccoli in here. Now we've got a couple of choices at this point. We trim those broccoli florets till they were really small. We could puree them. We could give this a buzz. With a hand mixer, a hand wand, puree it. We could take half of it out, puree it, add it back in there. So many things we could do with broccoli. Ask my son, he'll tell you. And then, instead of adding a lot of cheese to this, just top it with a little cheese. Because we'd rather have a lot of broccoli. Your body will thank all of us. But to garnish it with some cheese, it's nice and warm. It's thickening up. If I've said comfort food once, I'll say it again. We're going to let it come on up to a simmer now. See how easy that was? It only took a few minutes. It's another great point about soup. You know, you can do it in stages. If you had it set up so your broccoli was trimmed or blanched or your onion was diced and you came home from work, if you had planned it out, you could just put it all together. And really when that comes into play for me personally is holidays or whenever the family comes over or when Santa Claus is coming. You know, you don't spend all day in the kitchen if Santa came. So doing your homework helps. It's really starting to become beautiful. I have a really nice velvet, nice, just a really rich texture to it. God bless you. Everyone see how great that is? Does anyone know what nappe is? And it's not my hairdo. Okay. All right. Nappe, when you refer to a sauce, nappe is when you put your spoon or your spatula in your sauce or your soup and you can pull a line across it. Okay? And that's nappe. You will run across recipes that use that word. Or to coat the back of a spoon. But, you know, broccoli soup, cold winter's day, very good, very good. Is anyone ready to taste the soup? Yes? All right, let's taste the broccoli soup.